Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is facing a cash tug of war as he prepares to meet the state and territory leaders in Canberra. Health and tax are expected to top the agenda at the COAG meeting. Now, the states will be urging Mr Turnbull to restore the $80 billion they were promised until the Abbott government's 2014 budget. Now, we spoke to Trade Minister Steve Chiobo a short time ago.
Does anyone seriously suggest that it's a better approach for the Commonwealth government to keep raising income tax than cutting cheques to the state governments over what we're proposing, which is, as I said, they get a guaranteed share of income tax and then they use that money themselves directly?
Queensland police have charged a man over the fatal stabbing of a woman outside her home north of Brisbane. Police say the woman suffered several stab wounds when she was attacked outside her Kippering home last night. A 35-year-old man has been taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and he's been charged at a special bedside sitting. At least 20 people have died and more than 100 have been trapped after a 100-metre-long section of a freeway collapsed in India. The road in the eastern city of Kolkata was still under construction when it collapsed onto cars and pedestrians. The National Disaster Response Force is using sniffer dogs to try and find signs of life. British comedian Ronnie Corbett has died aged 85. He's best known for his work in The Two Ronnies with Ronnie Barker. They hosted their own television show during the 1970s and 80s. The entertainer had been suffering from ill health for some time.